2008, when lawfully donated to a currency in an amount exceeding $10,000 for some property festival and physical therapy, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And lastly, with respect to count five, it says that on or between May 23, 2008 and July 17, 2008, when lawfully donated to a currency in an amount exceeding $10,000, that was the property festival and physical therapy, is that also correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and I will accept the bill of queries, counts one, two, three, four, and five. All of the pleas are freely, voluntarily, and there's a sufficient factual basis for each plea.
Judge, could I just interject real quick? I just looked down the addendum, could I just have a brief moment with counsel?
It doesn't matter if it's one through seven.
It does just strike one.
Judge, on the addendum, starts on the bottom of page one, it goes to the top of page two.
Yes.
Can we strike that? I think it's the intention, would we just sentence chronologically one through five, and this has it in sort of an inverted order that doesn't quite really make sense?
I think the idea was that we would sentence the more serious crimes first, Your Honor, but we don't mind.
Well, then I go back to counsel and show work and strike through it by promulgation of heinous crime initial changes.
And quite frankly, 137.717 applies anyway, so it moots out.
But we have, we're required to know the gridlock and present a sentence.
Absolutely. Mr. O'Rourke, I have these going from count one starting at a 4I, then going count two to a 5G, three and four being 5Fs, and then count five being a 5E.
4I, 5G.
Why don't you tell me that?
4I, 5G, 5M, 5M. I'm sorry.
Count one is 4I, count two is?
5G.
And count three?
Three and four are both 5Fs. And then count five is a 5E.
5E?
E.
5E. And 137.717 applies to?
Counts three, four, and five.
And you agree with that, Mr. O'Rourke?
Yes, Your Honor.
And so that makes a presumptive sentence on those, is it probation on count one?
And?
Prison sentences thereafter?
No, probationary on counts one and two, and then 19 presumptive on three, four, and five.
Okay, thank you. So order this investigation of the court being best sentencing set for January 28, 2010, and they approve half an hour sufficient time.
Judge, I think we're going to need longer than that.
How long would it be?
At least an hour.
At least, or at most, you know, we usually show schedules for at most, not at least.
At most.
At most, you think an hour would be good?
From our point of view,
well, when you say from the court view, you mean, you might represent, and then plus whatever time in the A's, is that what you mean, or do you think?
My time, Your Honor, would probably be no more than 30 minutes.
Right, so you think that?
Well, let's go an hour and a half.
90 minutes. All right, if either of you expect to present documents to me, let's pick a deadline for giving to me that isn't the morning of January 28th at 8:29, 3:30. Because they won't be reviewing it ahead of time, obviously. But a week ahead, is that sufficient?
Sure.
Sure.
And you need documents a week ahead, copies to each other, of course. All right.
Is that the murder trial, Walker, Coltrane?
We just told Walker case a few minutes ago, it's going to be
over.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was that the judge, we want to move it to Friday the 29th.
Is that what we want, Friday the 29th?
I cannot, that day, Your Honor.
Well, let's set it for the 28th, 8:30 for now.
An hour and a half.
An hour and a half, let's do it an hour and a half. I think the odds are about 50, we know for sure.
And we order psychological evaluation.
Is that what you just want?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Yeah. The defendant is not in custody now, correct, folks?
That's correct, Your Honor. She resides.
She has rejection to me in the current release.
No judge.
All right. So we will see you all on January 28th. Any further comments? No, I should say, Ms. Rogers, I don't know if you have any questions. You probably have better idea than I do. You sort out and get some advice from your lawyer about how this is going to sort out. If you expect it's likely to be going to custody, you should prepare to do that on the sentencing. So whatever it takes to get your affairs in order so that it's as convenient as possible for you. So don't park it.
Are you getting told this in the office, please?
I'll
go back.
It's so far.
The more we're coming in to stay,
it's a long trip.
I can look. Yeah. That's true.
This is so
I do not have any more messages from Westbrook as of right
now. Okay. Thanks.
You know what? I'm going to talk to you about that bird down there. By Westbrook. Cold Westbrook. So, it's in this, I brought you guys. Okay.
Take this with you there.